This morning we had a lot of fun here. Our second grade kids were here, and we did our rehearsal for First Communion. And they were here at 9 in the morning, and I said, "Are you ready to receive First Communion?" And they're like, "Yeah." I'm like, "Let's give a good yeah." I'm like, "Are you ready to receive First Communion?" They're like, "Yeah." Still sleepy. I'm kind of riled them up. I probably would have been that way too, the second grade version of me when I was there. And as we were discussing this, we talked a little bit I shared with them, why is the Eucharist so important to us as Catholics? And I shared with them to really understand the Eucharist, not only in terms of Christ being present to us in the Eucharist, body, blood, soul, and divinity. We need to understand that the Eucharist is one of three ways that God keeps and Jesus keeps the promise he made before he ascended to heaven. That promise from Jesus being, "I will be with you always until the end of the age." And how there are three ways, and we can hear this in our gospel today on the road to Emmaus, three clear ways that Christ clearly sets out for us on how we can objectively hear Christ, be present to Christ, and have Christ present to us. And really, the last line for the gospel points to all of them. Then the two of them recounted what had taken place on the way. That simple phrase, "on the way," didn't just inspire the very good movie I would highly recommend called The Way. if you haven't seen it, Martin Sheen, very good. I would encourage you to watch that. But the early Christians, one of the titles given to them was the people of the way. And when you think of the way, to journey away communicates the sense of a sacred traveling, a pilgrimage, movement, going towards something. St. Paul would speak of the people of the way as the mystical body of Christ, the embodiment of that passage where two or three are gathered in our name. There I am in their midst. And in the road to Emmaus, these two who are walking on the road, Christ was walking with them. But there was a problem. They couldn't see him, even though Jesus is right in their midst. Which shows us that even though the mystical body of Christ is very important to us, if it's lived in isolation, we can distort our vision of who Jesus is supposed to be and who the Messiah is supposed to be within our lives. So how do we avoid the distortions? We can avoid it in two ways. One, Jesus does to them. When Jesus, I can almost imagine he was like, you know, tongue in cheek, like, "Ah, well, tell me about this guy that you're, who's this Jesus guy? Are you the only one in all of Jerusalem that doesn't know what happened?" And I almost imagine like Jesus like hiding his hands. Like, do I show them my wounds yet or not? You know, and what Jesus does then is he goes through and he shares the scriptures with them, starting from Moses, that the Messiah was not to come as a great political leader. He wasn't to come as just a prophet, a teacher, that he was to be the servant who would suffer vicariously for his people, as Isaiah points out, die for their people. The second way that we encounter Jesus clearly is through sacred scripture, especially the Gospels. To hear the words of Christ, I said to our second grade peeps, isn't it cool that if you ever, you know, Father, I really want to hear Jesus speak to me. That in the Gospel, we have the living Word of God that's able to speak to us when need be. And then last, but definitely not least, and the Second Vatican Council beautifully names the Eucharist as our source and summit, this presence of Christ par excellence. The two recounted on what had taken place on the way and how he was made known to them in the breaking of the bread. The earliest title given to what we're doing right now, the celebration of the Eucharist, which then the next iteration was to call the Mass the Agape Meal, and then over time we begin to speak of the Mass. Why is it that the Church so emphasizes that Scripture be reflected upon and interpreted in light of the Eucharist, in light of what we're doing right now? Because as we all well know, Scripture can be distorted very fast if it's taken in isolation. Scripture can be manipulated quite quickly when we don't approach Scripture from that standpoint of authentic Spirit-led prayer according to how Christ set out to us, from the standpoint of the community of faith, the Word of God, and in this liturgical celebration, how Christ promises to remain present to us. So if you have ever had that Emmaus Road moment in your life of, I can't see Jesus, similar to the road to Emmaus, he may be closer to you than you realize. But there might be two things that are going on. One, I know it's true for me. When I felt blinded in my walk of faith as a priest of Jesus' presence, it's usually because I want Jesus to agree with me, but Jesus isn't agreeing with me. Come on, Lord. Never a good thing to try to demand Jesus to be Messiah the way we ask Jesus to be Messiah. But the other thing is, too, as I shared with our second graders getting ready for First Communion, do we engage all three aspects of the promised places where Christ's presence is ever present to us in word, in sacrament, in community of faith? Embrace this threefold mystery. Know that Christ is walking with you, even at times when you cannot see him. Let us have our eyes open through the power of the Holy Spirit to Christ's presence with us in the sharing of this Eucharist, the breaking of the supersubstantial bread, as the tradition tells us. Let us not be blinded by a world that wishes to fracture those three presences and redefine them on their own terms.